Houston, as of this moment, that area is completely free of particles. It wouldn't do you any good to show you any TV of it because it's not doing anything.
Roger, copy. Okay, John, I guess that's about all the data we're going to get. We're going to have to think that over a while, so we'll go ahead and stow the TV camera and get back to the flight plan.
Yes, sir. It's certainly an unusual thing, and furthermore, it's very strange how this upper surface here is flaked off behind the docking target. I guess you can't see that on the TV. I couldn't see it on the monitor. Can you see it on the TV?
We got a pretty good look at the portion of it. It looks like a lot of, like Charlie
like
said,
freighted
with.
Yeah, it looks like about a half an inch or an inch of grass growing out of the upper surface there.
Yeah, we got a pretty good look at that. I don't think we know what it means yet, but we did get a good look at it.
Roger.
Probably might say that looks bad.
Do you have a TV picture in the cockpit there?
Affirmative, real briefly there.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Okay, 16, we'd like to get the waste storage vent valve open again now.
And Pete, the lunar module looks very clean. There was very few particles in it. That's just about it, over.
All right, Roger, I understand. And Charlie, we'd like to go in the flight plan here at 12:15 and delete closing the waste storage vent valve and move that to 13:15.
Okay, we're moving it to 13:15.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 9 hours, 8 minutes. again, to recap the situation after having the crew get in, power up the lunar module, and taking a look at the external area where the material on the skin was shredding, particles were coming out, we can find nothing obviously wrong. And it's obviously reassuring to have all of the data on the propellant tanks and the pressures and quantities looking normal. At the present time, the thing that we're looking into is the possibility of an unusually large number of jet firings at some point from the command module reaction control system thrusters that might have perhaps degraded or burned the surface, or chemically caused it to peel up the way it appeared to be in the television picture. But I would say at this point that there is somewhat of a relaxed, or at least not overly tense, mood in the control center, and certainly it was reassuring to see all of the data looking good when we did power up the lunar module. Apollo 16 at the present time is 44,921 nautical miles from Earth, and the spacecraft velocity continuing to drop off slowly, down now to 8,851 feet per second. And Charlie Duke reported also that the lunar module looked extremely clean when they got inside, no particles floating around. There have been times in the past where the lunar module has had particles on one occasion from some docking tunnel insulation that had gotten in there. And also have been occasions where when the LEM was depressurized, glass covers on some of the instruments had broken. But apparently no problems of that nature. As Duke reported, the LEM looked very clean. At the point, the crew will pick up their flight plan. They'll be about 1 hour, perhaps a little bit more, behind where they would have been had this problem not cropped up. This is, however, a relatively slack period in the flight plan. We would expect them to be able to make up the time without a great deal of difficulty. They're scheduled to be taking some navigation sightings through the command module optics system. These will be used to update the onboard guidance system's knowledge of its position and trajectory.